Well, it being an emergency, I'm going to read a little bit from a project in which I've been thinking about revolutionary time. So the project is based on the French revolutionary calendar. So one of the acts of the revolution was to make a secular calendar that broke the grip of the church by renaming all the months and also all the days and replacing saints' days with animals, plants, agricultural implements and minerals. And so I'm working through the year, this calendar that was mostly written by Fabre d'Églantine, who allocated these objects or plants to each day. And I'm writing a poem for each one of them. I have this new publication from Crater, which is a kind of from Frémer, and so we are currently in Frémer, so happy Frémer. Today is Chicory Day, and at the end of this reading, I'm going to open day three of the calendar for this month. But I obviously can't read you the rest of the calendar because we haven't got there yet. If you get the calendar, it would just spoil the surprise. It hasn't got chocolate in it, but it still. So I'm going to read a little bit from Nivose, which is the month that comes afterwards. And so this is the month that deals really with sort of minerals and slower kind of geological time. Nivose. Pete. Bogged down in what you might need to know for tomorrow, but don't, at least not yet. You toast the coming day in phenols, soak up the flood as life under pressure, grass, moss, lichen, mice, roots, human, compacted. Coal. And sink further under where there's no one to draw a line, no line to draw, and start again. The slow burn of being human, a crushed layer in futures undermined right there behind your back. Don't look. Asphalt. In this collision of rock and algae across millennia, never forget how to walk on hell, a forward pitch as every human road unfolds a blackness. Gaze at flowers. Sulphur. Let's say brimstone or everlasting primrose path, strike a light in the event and time flares out. So neither can I not think of this as sad, exploding human yellow. Dog. A human dog marks the spot. He writes his own needs with his teeth in everything, and his day runs in circles, wagging revolution by its tail. Lava. So earth is suddenly effusive, outpour from a human fullness, approaching only to diminish then in scattered flecks of ash, had we but world enough. Humus. After having been all before living earth settles into what crops up, the root of the problem persisting from human to hubris to this mud stuck under a fingernail. Manure. Well, it must be National Shite Day coming round again. I woke up travelling through the inside of a horse, yesterday's grass outrunning human sadness. Saltpeter. If human time is speed of decay, fear of hunger, bacteria moving into meat, a crust of salts draws water as minerals bubble through a wall, a shelter crumbles. Flail. a human movement lashing out at a balance between two sides and steadily shifting grain from husk, the living daylights from the darkened mass, or floundering from falling. So this being an emergency, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just some extracts. I'll read a little bit from Florial, more summary. Rose. Here is the rose, here dance. Now colour bleeds across your money where your mouth opens, on petal after petal, useless in the bloom and buzz. Fern. Unfurl your head. If this feathered edge holds true in the forest, it holds at every scale a constant in wet green algorithms. Hawthorn. Every flower is a fist, clenched against whatever the sky might be about to promise. Thicket and prickle resist in bunches of no surrender. Nightingale. Until the song ends, somewhere in earshot but invisible, and what I'm reaching with is hope, arriving with no papers, only its chuckle and trill, its precarious warble. Okay, and now I will read very briefly from Frémaire. I should mention this is a collaboration with Sharon Kivland, who is responsible for how this looks. And I've also been thinking a lot about food in the process of writing this, which becomes, I think, very connected with the idea of a revolution, and thinking too of Diane de Prima's revolutionary letters, where that becomes very obvious. And that this project too, I began writing it about the time of the referendum on the European Union. And I think that, yes, thinking about this decimal calendar, I think if there isn't a change of direction, I'm not only going to adopt a decimal calendar, I'm also going to start adopting decimal time and unilaterally driving on the right. So if you'd like to join me. The sentence braiding us together in the falling staircase of winter never ends. There's a connection. Sorry, that was Rampian. The next one is flat turnip. Someone's winking. A planet spins off an unhinged axis. Another day still here. A blurred head turns. And today, chicory. So you wake up and smell this sky. A blue star opens in a clockwork movement. A taste for bitterness. Thank you very much.